Concerned about global warming and the urgent need to act now to protect human lives and the lives of all beings, members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in Thailand and Ao Lạc, Vietnam, organized another climate change conference entitled Solutions for a Beautiful Planet. During the conference, distinguished guests and dignitaries from different parts of the world expressed their support for the meat-free diet as the single most effective solution to stop methane emissions and curb global warming. Held on August 15th at Sukhothai Thammathirat Open University in Nantaburi, Thailand, over 2,500 guests attended the conference. Among the scores of distinguished guests and ambassadors who attended were Dr. Art Ong Junsai Na Ayutthaya, member of the Thai Parliament, former NASA scientist, Mr. Inuu Susuan, senior executive vice president of the Bank of Agriculture and Agriculture Cooperatives, Professor Dawan Wiwatanate, PhD, deputy director, Energy Research Institute, Chulalongkorn University, Sir Valelo Gardner Kwapile, Counselor of the Embassy of the Republic of South Africa, Sir Howell Howard, Regional Environment of the Economic Section of the Embassy of the United States of America, Sir Nikolai N. Pomoshninov, Minister Counselor of Embassy of Russia, and Sir Stepan N. Golovin, Representative of Embassy of Russia, Dr. Win Ta Nguyen, PhD, specializing in energy studies at Paris University in France, Dr. Win Te Min Kyu, PhD, MD, Chairwoman of Food and Nutrition Association, and Dr. No Duc Vong, PhD, environmentalist. Invited as guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously attended via live video conference to answer questions from the audience. In light of the scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change and the urgent need for immediate action, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has been delivering for over the past 2 decades. We must be organic vegetarian or vegan, meaning an animal-free diet. We now invite you to join us for the rebroadcast of the video conference on climate change with Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Solutions for a Beautiful Planet, held on August 15th, 2009 in Nantaburi, Thailand.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to introduce our special guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai. The world is very fortunate to have the presence of Supreme Master Qinghai because, as we've said earlier, she's an outstanding spiritual teacher, she's a humanitarian, and a talented artist. But to us, Master Qinghai is more than that. She's the best teacher anyone could ever ask for. Yeah. She is our mother, our father, our brother, our sister, all rolled into one. She's our hero. She's our role model. And she's a lot more than that. She teaches us to be noble human beings, to tread lightly on the planet, and to treat animals as equals. She's the best friend anyone could ask for. She wakes us up on the inside so that we can do the work with love and not ego. And on occasion when we fall down, she gently picks us up, dusts us off, and gives us some hope one more time. She teaches us to never give up. And we're just really happy to say that about her. And she has won so many awards. Again, it's very rare that individuals get to experience the great love and compassion of a great master. So we're all very, very lucky to have her with us here today. Ladies and gentlemen, right now is the most anticipated part of our program. It's so exciting for us, right, brother?
Yes.
Yeah. the question answering session to questions from the distinguished guests and the audience. And Supreme Master Ching Hai will share her profound point of view about global warming and kindly answer your questions through live broadcast television. Meanwhile, we also have a panel of experts, which includes leading scientists in research and study of climate change. We'll be inviting them to come up here shortly. They're also ready to answer your questions. So welcome to the questions and answer session with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our panel of experts.
Sawadika.
Master, we want to thank you for the opportunity of accompanying you on this noble mission. It's a privilege. Every day we get very excited because we're seeing more and more positive movement towards saving the planet. We know there's a bit of work to do, but we've got 5,000 more committed people here today who are happy to help us. Isn't that exciting?
Are they committed?
Master, let me ask the audience here, remember what we said earlier about what Mr. Obama said? If Master asked you that question, can we do it? What are you going to say?
So we used the slogan from the President of the United States, will he mind?
Oh, I think he's a pretty loving president.
Yes.
Master, before we move into the question and answer period, would you like a moment to share some additional thoughts with the audience, or what would you like to do?
Oh, sure. Whatever you command. You see, I'm so happy to see so many people who reserve their precious time to organize this event, and so many audience who are so enthusiastic and supportive of this life-saving mission. I thank you all, the organizers, all the panelists, the speakers, and the audience. May God bless you.
Thank you, Master. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back to the stage the following experts who will form our panel for this afternoon's questions and answers sessions. So please welcome Dr. At Ong Chum Sai Na Ayutthaya, Dr. Shimien Warat Chai Pan, Dr. Nguyen Thay Men Gil, and Dr. Nguyen Thoi Yang.
Yes, I have been listening to them and watching their distinguished presentation. They were so awesome. Aren't they awesome?
Yeah.
Let's applause again.
Master, our audience has so many questions for you. I think what we will do is to have you answer three questions.
Yeah.
And then we will have one of our expert panel members answer a question.
Yes. Whatever you design and organize, it's fine with me.
All right. Thank you, Master.
This first question for you, Master, is from Dr. Van Manas Siri Sombun, Associate Professor of Department of Agriculture Engineering, Faculty of Engineering, King Mongkut Institute of Technology.
Welcome. Welcome, Dr. Panamus.
Yes, good afternoon, Supreme Master.
Sawadika.
Sawadika. I do agree with the not eating animal, not to harm them.
Yes.
And yes. I do enjoy the conference to get the information about the effect of being vegetarian for the world. My question is, does eating meat really change the weather condition of the world to a critical stage? Does eating vegetarian food really help this same condition of the world to be better?
Hello, Dr. Siri Sambun. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Thank you for your insightful question. The answer is yes and yes. The reason is very scientifically clear and proven. With the United Nations report, called Livestock Long Shadow, the famous one that everybody knows, it documents the detrimental impact of meat consumption on global warming, saying that a full 18% of all greenhouse gas emissions were produced by livestock raising for meat, and that this sector was responsible for more total emissions than all sectors of transportation combined. As you have heard from our distinguished panelist speakers earlier on, the report is really very alarming for us. And since that 2006 report, even we heard some worse things. Scientists like Dr. T. Colin Campbell have received updated information that more than 60% of the intensively warming greenhouse gases are coming from the livestock sector. The problem is worsened by the fact that methane, one of the main greenhouse gases emitted through livestock raising, traps some 72 times more atmospheric heat than other gases, even like CO2 that everyone was talking about. CO2 is not the worst. Carbon dioxide is not our worst threat. Methane is. And methane came from livestock raising. So all of this leads to significant weather disruptions. In 2006, China's Meteorological Administration noted that global warming was causing the strength of typhoons to increase, causing the destructiveness of those making landfall to become greater, and causing their travel to be further than before. Time magazine reported U.S. researchers finding that the top wind speeds of the Earth's strongest storms have increased significantly since 1981, resulting in some of the disastrous effects we have seen over the past few years. And just this week, Morakot wrought havoc everywhere, especially in the Asian Far East. Taiwan, more than 500 people feared dead, and many more missing, 600 villages buried under mudslide because of this. And the search is still going on for the missing person. And Taiwan government even appealed for international help to assist those trapped by this disaster. They're still not rescued yet. So livestock raising for meat surely leads to an environmental crisis. But in response to the second part of your question, Dr. Siri Sambun, a vegetarian or diet free of animal traces does benefit the world immensely. Scientists have already shown that organic vegan diet can reduce the economic cost of halting global warming by 80%. 80% cost reduced if we are organic vegan. This is in addition to the direct planet cooling advantages of removing methane from the atmosphere. We can only imagine what our world would be like without these harmful emissions. It can be restored very swiftly to a lush green oasis that supports all life. So I strongly encourage all to be veg, Dr. Siri Sambun. And please spread the word to others as many as you can. It is absolutely the best thing for the health of our planet and for our health as well. Thank you, Doctor.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion US. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion US spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion US each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Next question, Master, is from Vung An, monochord instrumentalist.
Kính thưa Ngài Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư. Kính thưa quý vị khán giả. Con thực sự xúc động khi được vinh dự đến dự hội nghị lần này. Kính thưa Ngài, Thầy Ngài Vô Thượng Sư, con và các bạn của con xin tri ân những đóng góp của Ngài trong việc kiến tạo một thế giới tốt đẹp. Thưa Ngài, nhờ sự dẫn dắt của Ngài, nhân loại cũng đang trên đà chuyển biến theo một chiều hướng tích cực. Tuy nhiên, sự thay đổi đó có đủ nhanh chóng và kịp thời để ngăn chặn sự hâm nóng của toàn cầu, cứu vãn địa cầu xinh đẹp này hay không? Thưa Ngài.
Chào cô Vân hả? Madam Vân An, not quick enough yet at the moment. I wish we could be much quicker, like yesterday, yes. But we still have hope, yes? I appreciate your concern and certainly hope that all beings and the planet can be saved. Perhaps we cannot save all, but we can save the majority if we hurry up. This is why the members of our association and myself, as well as the staff at the Supreme Master Television, are working as much as we can to get the message out to the world about the dire state of the globe and the rescuing vegan solution. Scientists have already stated that the livestock industry is the single highest human cause of methane gas in the world. Everything is heating up so quickly, as we can see from the scientists' report, on such alarming upheaval, such as rising sea levels and glacier melting. In your country, Aulac or Vietnam, you probably know of global warming-related problems such as the untimely flooding and encroachment of the sea of the Mekong Delta region, both of which have caused havoc and further threat to the region's vital rice and fruit crops. This is due to the combination of sea levels rising along with the effect of melting glaciers, which are now causing excessive floods but eventually will cause drought and vastly diminished water supplies as well. So we must work quickly to avoid such unwanted outcomes. And the most effective way, as I have mentioned, is the organic vegan diet. Organic vegetable farming, yeah. This is also the fastest way to reverse the increased warming climate to prevent further damage and disaster. If everyone does this, be veg, the earth will begin to cool and we will have more time to implement the measures to eliminate other carbon emissions. Not only that, through the organic veg diet worldwide, we will see the planet revived to her original beauty and flourishing state, even more so in the future. So please be veg and tell everyone else of these benefits. The more people who understand and change, the more chance our world will be saved in time. Cảm ơn Vân Anh.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Our next question is from Nguyễn Thị Ngọc Ẩn, PhD, Head of Environment Department, Hồng Bàng University, and he's a vegetarian.
Hello.
Greeting, Supreme Master Chin Hai.
Greeting, Madam Ngọc Ẩn.
I am very happy to see you again.
I'm happy to see you again too. Professor.
Humankind is trying really hard to change. If, unfortunately, these efforts are not quick enough to save Earth, then what will be the factor of the disaster population and how is the environment? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for coming here with us again. Yes, Dr. Nguyen, thank you for caring. I know that there are many, many people who are making the effort to change, and all the green developments like the sustainable energy technologies and water-saving technologies, these are also very good. It's just that they will not accomplish the goal of saving the planet quickly enough. The rapid rate at which the planet is warming can be seen from many examples, one of which is the melting of the Arctic ice. A recent report released by the United States National Snow and Ice Data Center found that the rate of Arctic ice melt has been speeding up dramatically, with a shrinkage during the month of July equal to 41,000 square miles each day. Meanwhile, Canadian researchers have already forecast that the entire Arctic ice cap would be gone within a couple of decades, maybe quicker. As the ice disappears, global warming accelerates because of losing the reflective white cover provided by the ice. The scientists also reported that Arctic tundra temperatures have been rising 1 degree Celsius each decade, which is faster than anywhere else in the world, and that the tundra itself is emitting significantly more methane and nitrous oxide than previously estimated. This is a dangerous situation, apart from what we are already having. How do we stop this? The most effective way and the way that truly works is be veg, be vegan. Stop the use of all animal products and the globe will quickly cool down. We can still continue developing all the other green technologies after the planet is saved and we have time, which are very good in helping restore parts of the overall planetary balance. But the first and foremost must be the veg diet. And with that approach, we are working toward being able to save the world, because the switch to the animal-free diet removes all the methane production and its associated pollutants, to say nothing of the animal cruelty, will help reverse these planetary disasters, such as the tsunami, the flood, storm, typhoon, and the landslides, extra, etc. So, Dr. Nguyen, in order to help the environment and save lives, we first must be veg. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you very much.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because, at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities. because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious, thus delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasitigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai, the most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity, meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood. And if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
This next question is for Dr. Mengel from Pham Men An and vegetarian. Dr. Mengel, you are known to be an active supporter for the vegetarian lifestyle and have been very active to spread this compassionate way of living to the Alaxis people. Could you please let us know about the successes and difficulties that you have had in the process of implementing this meaningful mission? Will the Alaxis people realize that the importance of the vegetarian diet in regards to their health and the health of the planet that quickly changed their way of life?
Thank you for your question. Firstly, I would like to confirm that not only me, but also nutrition science support vegetarian diet. Means a plant-based diet.
Correct.
As I mentioned in my presentation above, in Vietnam, vegetarian diet has been long way taught to a religious practice. So I think scientists in Vietnam will research on a food choice, the guide for Vietnamese vegetarians. I think many science-based evidence for vegetarians, that is the strong base for convincing community to change from non-vegetarian diet into vegetarian diet in future. I am sure that. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is for you, Master. And this one is from a composer and a vegetarian, Thay An.
Hi.
Dạ, chào sư phụ.
Chào.
Dạ, con hoàn toàn ủng hộ giải pháp trường trai từ bi mà Ngài đã tự ái nghĩ trình. Xin Ngài khai thị thêm phải chăng lối sống thuần chay hữu cơ không những là giải pháp hữu hiệu nhất để cứu địa cầu mà còn là diễn ảnh của một lối sống cao thượng trong tương lai. Khi mà địa cầu hợp nhất với các chúng sanh khai ngộ trong giải ngân hà.
Big vision, hey? Mr. Thay An. Yes, just like his name. His name means great peace. Ah. Chào anh Thay An. Yeah. How are you today? Good?
Yeah. Khỏe.
I'm very glad. I'm glad to hear that you support the vegan solution. It is a true solution. Yes, and it is the most effective way to save the planet. The reason is based on the significant planet cooling effect of removing methane from the atmosphere, which happens when we switch to the organic vegan diet. And besides removing the harmful methane emissions, organic tilling methods can actually store 40% of the carbon back into the soil. So to be veg is a way to not only eliminate significant emissions, but to absorb even more carbon from the atmosphere. The organic approach also does not apply harmful chemicals like the ones used for conventional farming. This is very reassuring for anyone who has children, especially as the recent studies show that young persons are particularly vulnerable to the toxic effects of pesticides. So the organic vegan diet is multifold beneficial. Forests also play a tremendous role in absorbing CO2. For example, the forests in the Pacific Northwest region of the U.S. are able to absorb half of all the emissions of the state of Oregon, USA. So we should protect our forest as well, especially from clearing for cattle grazing and for animal feed growing, because these activities even add back many times more greenhouse gases. Most of the deforestation in our world is due to animal raising, taking up a staggering one-third of the entire land area on the globe. Now you ask about a vision of Earth merging with others in the galaxy. That's a big vision. We only need to look at our own neighboring planet, Mars and Venus, to see that the vision is bleak. Is disastrous if we don't make the right choice, the right change. Now, any planetary scientist knows that Mars and Venus went through dramatic atmospheric changes in the past, similar to what we have begun to experience right now. Long ago, Mars and Venus were once a lot like our planet. They had water, life, and people similar to us. But the inhabitants of Mars and Venus destroyed their respective planetary homes because they raised too much livestock, and the gases released trigger an irreversible greenhouse gas effect. Plus, poisonous hydrogen sulfide in the case of Mars. So, that's why we see only the traces of the landforms and oceans that once used to be there. And on Venus, the atmosphere is so heated and choked up with CO2, carbon dioxide, yeah? Scientists thus call it runaway global warming and say this is what the future of Earth might be like. So let's not end up like either Mars or Venus, our neighboring planet. Also, once we stop the killing, then we will generate a more loving, kind, and inviting atmosphere for other noble beings in the galaxy to perhaps join us or be in contact with us. But regardless of the contact with the other beings, humanity must uphold a gentler, higher standard for the Earth to continue supporting life. This greater virtue is absolutely necessary for the conscience to be at peace. So beyond the physical consideration of things like methane gas and toxic chemicals, there is also the spiritual consequence of killing. Killing is still in life the most precious gift to any physical being. Animals are killed for meat consumption in the cruelest ways imaginable that make us human the cruelest beings on the planet. We are the cruelest being on the planet. I don't know if we should call ourselves civilized race of being. The degrading practice of killing must stop. The killing must stop, and we replace it by virtuous ways of life that are also peaceful and kind. If all of humanity turns to such a standard, this world will be transformed indeed, heralding a true golden age of harmony and happiness for all beings. Let's pray that it will be so. Thank you.
Thank you, Master. Thank you, Tai An.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Hội thảo này là trên một cái vấn đề rất là quan trọng, một vấn đề rất là thời sự hiện nay. Và tôi rất là hân hạnh và vui là được tham gia vào cái hội thảo. Đây là một cái dịp tốt để tôi có thể trình bày cái cách nhìn của tôi và trình bày những cái kết quả của các nhà khoa học thế giới để đi đến cái việc là ăn chay này có một cái quan điểm, quan hệ rất là quan trọng đối với việc bảo vệ môi trường và chống lại biến đổi khí hậu. Tôi rất là cảm ơn ban tổ chức và đối với hàng nghìn người đến tham gia hội thảo. Và ngoài ra thì cái thành công mà có lẽ là lớn là qua cái đài truyền hình thì chúng ta có thể đưa cái thông điệp này đến rất nhiều người trên thế giới, và đấy là một cái bước đầu.
Tôi cảm nhận này rất là tuyệt. Chưa bao giờ tôi có thể cảm nhận thấy một cái bầu không khí rất là nhiệt huyết từ rất nhiều người ở khắp các quốc gia đến đây, và đặc biệt là được nghe ngài Thanh Hải đã chia sẻ rất nhiều những điều lý thú trong cuộc đời của mình. Nếu như mà bầu không khí mà nó ảnh hưởng và nước biển dâng lên thì chúng ta có thể thấy rằng người dân Việt Nam đang bị hứng chịu những cái thảm cảnh rất là lớn, bởi vì hầu hết tất cả những cái dãy biển thì hiện nay Việt Nam chúng ta hầu hết là sẽ bị ảnh hưởng đến cái môi trường này. Xin cảm ơn ngài Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư. Ngài đã có một những cái về tâm hồn. Mỗi một người cũng hãy lên hành động ngay vì cái mục tiêu cao cả. Mỗi người phải hành động gấp rút và trở thành một cái sứ mệnh.
Thank you for your eco-friendly presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for part 6 of Solutions for a Beautiful Planet. Music and poetry is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May God bless our planet with peace, friendship, and harmony.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW